So good morning, everybody. Welcome to Laughter at Chapel from Melbourne, Australia. This is a happy, safe space where fun-filled faux pas, or today what we'll call FOPA, never felt so good. So you've probably all heard of fear of missing out. I think we had that when we were young. Well, this is the joy. Then we went through, I think for myself at least, as I got older, it became joy of missing out. But recently, this is a new thing called FOPA, fear of participating awkwardly. And I think this really applies a lot to those of us who have been in lockdown for a long time or isolated. And then all of a sudden, after 265 days in Australia, we were told we could get out of our cages. And I heard a lot of commentary of, oh, I don't even know if I want to go back to work in the way I've been working, or I don't know if I want to be around a lot of people. I've kind of enjoyed being on my own. And then there was also a level of anxiety about how am I going to participate, and almost had to re-socialize. My sister is a teacher, and she said we had to learn how to talk to the kids again, and them to us, and then to each other. And then also we're working from behind masks and screens. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it's very hard to catch things and understand things, and you don't get the sort of full facial nuances. Anyway, along with this year plus, almost two of COVID, there's been a lot of anxiety, fear of the future, uncertainty. Are we going to be able to travel now? So I thought today we'd look at anxiety and laugh at anxiety and find some good tools using humor, laughter, and a few other tools just to better work with anxiety, because we're never going to fully get rid of it. But anyway, thank you all for helping create a good, happy, safe space where we can explore this subject. Everybody knows what laughter is and the benefits of it. And I always add in the Fabulous Four. Of course, we've got breathing and clapping, and we've got childlike play. So in the childlike play, I always like to look at it as celebration, just a real celebration and gratitude, because we know what power those mindsets have. And then I say love and laughter exercises, because to take it to the next level, where we're not only laughing, but we're compassionately laughing. And we're sharing that love with each other and receiving it. And if comfortable, eye contact. Some people with disabilities prefer not to have eye contact, and that's fine too. Everything's welcome. This is an inclusive space. And we're also going to engage positive imagination. Now, if you know me and you've been to any of my sort of programs, I usually pull this slide out because I just think it's so well worth mentioning. A study was done in Norway over the course of 15 years with tens of thousands of people. And they found when participants nearly believed they had a sense of humor, no need for it to be good, they on average lived 8 years longer and were 30% more resistant to severe disease. I mean, that's a fantastic statistic if you look at that. So that's great for our body, great for our well-being. But I was looking into anxiety and some of the studies on anxiety, and I found this one. And this is just, it's got a reference there. I'll put these slides up later, so that if anyone wants to look at the articles. But I thought, what if you are really anxious or tired or depressed or just don't have the energy? Maybe you're sick. So we have to be gentle on ourselves. And I found this great part of the study, which said psychologists measured the frequency and intensity of 41 people's laughter over 2 weeks, along with their ratings of physical and mental stress. They found the more laughter experienced, the lower the reported stress. Now, this to me was the great part too. whether the instances of laughter were strong, medium, or weak in intensity didn't matter. So if we're anxious, worried, depressed, grieving, unwell, and don't have the energy to laugh out loud, we can laugh softly and gently. And it's more in doing it often that has the benefit. So I just thought that's really great, because quite often in laughter we're taught, and this is true too, the louder and the more energy we use in that way, of course, we're exercising our lungs and getting oxygen to our brain. But this is also nice to know, I can do this gently and quietly, and I'm still going to get wonderful benefits. Okay, Chris, time for the doctor. Would you mind to share this?
Oh, not at all. But anxiety occasionally visits all of us. When we give an important presentation, take a test, go on a first date, walk down a dark alley, our minds and bodies naturally respond by going high alert and attuning to the potential dangers and risks of these endeavors, especially the first date. Okay. A healthy amount of anxiety prevents us from falling victim to those dangers and risks, but an excessive amount of this anxiety can increase our risk of suffering negative consequences. Humor is a useful tool for the anxious to use to gain a new and more clear perspective on their worries. Humor has the power to transform the frightening into a funny through the reappraisal process. Conscious reappraisal of a situation has a direct impact on our brain and its functioning. So that would be taking a second look or reassess the value of something. So researchers at Columbia and Stanford University studied the power of reappraisal by having a subject look at a picture of a patient in a hospital bed, which is you're seeing there, and imagining themselves as the patient. They were instructed to imagine that they, as this patient, had been ill for a long time and had little chance of ever recovering. The researchers used MRI scans looking at the brain to look at activity, the subjects, the doctors, while they mentally immersed themselves in the pain and misery of the patient, and found an increase in activity in the left amygdala region. Now, this is responsible for the processing of negative emotions, but the left amygdala becomes highly active when one visualizes fear-inducing stimulus. Then they instructed the subjects to imagine that the person in the photo was actually just more tired than ill and that they were well on their way to recovery. The scan showed a decreased activity in the amygdala, an increased activity in the frontal cortex. It's responsible for higher mental functioning, such as planning and decision-making. The researchers said what we're seeing is the effect on the brain of reappraisal, something we do every day whenever we are faced with an emotionally disturbing or stressful situation. So reappraisal works in both directions. It can make a situation worse or better, depending on whether one focuses on the positive aspects or the negative. So what makes us emotional is not as much the situation we're in, but what we think about the situation. We all have the capacity to build our reappraisal muscles with a little work. Humor is an effective and enjoyable way of building those muscles and is an option that should be seriously considered by all who experience excessive anxiety.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I'd like to ask, hi, Maya, how are you? Good to
hi.
See you.
Glad I can
hi,
make it.
Ava. Hi, Angel. How are Hello. You? Wonderful. So nice to see everyone. Thank you for being here. So as Chris was saying, reappraisal. So I'd like to ask everyone, as we work through exercises, we'll all share exercises and different thoughts and things. But as we work through them, anytime you see or hear anything that relates to reappraisal, taking that second look or that positive look, go bingo. See if you can catch it. So can everyone give me a bingo first, please? One, two, ready? Bingo!
Bingo!
Oh. We're looking for a reappraisal. So let's start in a non-anxious state. Can you raise your right shoulder and tense it? Really tense it. Now release it. Let's do the left. Hold it tense, really tense that muscle, and release it. Now lift both of them. And this time when we release them, we're going to do it in French. We're going to go oof and then laugh. Okay, so tense it up, really tense. Release. Oof. If you take your right hand, put it on your heart, your left hand on your belly. We're going to do a deep breathing. So what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in and our chest will expand and then we'll feel it going all the way down to our belly. Our belly will fill up with air and then we'll exhale from our belly all the way up. So it's like an elevator going down and then an elevator coming up. Let's go. Fantastic. One more. This time, take your two hands and put them on your side ribs. Imagine you have gills and you breathe like a fish. So you're going to breathe in. You'll feel it expand and you're going to breathe out. And if you can, do it both through your nose, in and out. Breathing through our nose activates our vagal nerve and our parasympathetic system, which helps us relax. Fantastic. Now, if you can, reach to your back. If you can't, lean against your chair so that you feel your back against the chair and breathe into your back. Fantastic. One more. Okay, now take your right hand under your left armpit with your thumb sticking up and your left hand under there. And now as you breathe, feel it with your hands. This is a very good way to also activate your vagal nerve and to really feel your breathing. And under our underarms, actually, that area really does stimulate the vagus. And I want you to imagine as we're breathing that under all the anxiety and the craziness of life, any fears, emotions, or worries, under it all, within your breathing, in your heart is a piece of calm. Now, as you notice, I rock. I quite often rock. And rocking is a self-soothing action because it's why we rock babies to put them to sleep. The cerebellum, that part of our brain when it's rocked, helps us relax. Now, release your head down and let it hang heavy and keep breathing. Let the weights and the worries and any anxiety just go. Now, this time when we breathe out, let's do a gentle laugh. And slowly open our eyes. Release our hands. Oh, Now take your arms and give yourself a big hug. Make a joyful, savory noise.
Lovely.
Just release. This is a very good, quick way to self-soothe and relax. Fantastic.
Wow.
Our bodies. Can you feel your feet on the ground? Can you feel yourself sitting stable in your chair with your back upright? Hi, Steve, you made it. I tried to help you get in.
I made it.
We're doing laughter around anxiety.
Right.
And illness or just struggles, and we're just releasing. Very good. So when we're very good, we're very good each other, and then we're very good ourselves, and then we celebrate that we're all here. So let's do that together. Very good.
Very good.
Yay! And as you know, our foundation exercise, ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. For the times when we don't feel like laughing, we can always ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. So let's say hello to each other as if we have social anxiety. So I want you to say hello and then stutter it out and say it wrong. Deliberately make a mistake. Hello, oh, at you. I'm sorry. And then laugh at yourself. Hello. So let's do the I made a mistake. So it goes, I made a mistake. You made a mistake. We made a mistake. Let's do that together.
I made a mistake.
Of course, my favorite laugh is, so what?
So what?
I love that one. So what?
Let's forgive each other. Do you know? There's two kinds of forgiveness, right? Forgiving others and forgiving ourselves. Which do you think is the hardest?
The self.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's just forgive each other and forgive ourselves for each and everything that's happened this past week, past month, past year. We go, I forgive me. Let's start with me, the hardest, shall we? Let's bite that one off. I forgive me.
I forgive you. I forgive us.
I forgive
everyone.
I forgive me. I forgive you. I forgive us. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Yay.
Yay. Oh, let's just. Thank you. Thank you, self.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to pass the ball. So whoever would like to do an exercise, please lead the way.
I'll do one. If anybody else volunteering.
Go ahead, go. You're on, girl. Oh, Maria. Rock our world.
Maria.
Okay,
Maria.
So this exercise is called In One Ear and Out the Other. And so we have these worries and anxieties and things like that. And we're going to express them in gibberish, like wah, you know, like whatever way you want. And it's going to go in one ear. Because we're listening to ourselves doing this stuff all the time. But our brain is this amazing transformational tool. So we're just going to have it rattle around in our brain for a bit. Wah, 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 wah. And then, or more gibberish, different kind of gibberish. And then it's going to come out the other ear as laughter. Because we've transformed our wah, wah, wah to laughter in one ear and out the other.
Perfect.
Okay, so here we go. Here's all our troubles. I got more though. There's more stuff. Come on. I don't know. I didn't care at all about last time. How do you do that? Very good. Very good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. That's a perfect one. Annie, do you have something for us?
Sorry. I just have a really big bucket next to my left foot, and I'm going to lower my head over the bucket, and I'm just going to gently tap on my right ear and just get rid of all that stinking thinking that's in my head this weekend whilst laughing. And then you pick the bucket up, pick that massive bucket up, mine's really heavy, and we're just going to throw it away like confetti and laugh at it. Very good.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Yay!
Fantastic. Tamar, do you have something for us?
I do. Okay, so I'm going to call this exercise Squirreling Away. And so I'm going to give you the story. So during COVID, my parents, they don't really go out anywhere at all, just for walks, and that's it. Because I do all of their errands and things. And my mom doesn't see very well, so she doesn't watch TV a lot, but she was watching at the window, and she says, "What's that on the wall?" And there's a squirrel lying like this, upside down, just with his back against the wall for the longest time, not moving. And so that started off her interest in squirrels. And for the last 2 months, she's been watching these squirrels gather their nuts and hide them in different places outside her window. And so I've been calling it Squirrel TV. And so I thought, you know, sometimes, you know, we have things that are more plentiful. So let's squirrel those things away in our hearts for when they're not as plentiful. And so we're going to pick up some things that we want to put into our hearts for later that we might need when we times are not as good. So I want to squirrel away some resilience. So let's grab some resilience with laughter and squirrel it away into our hearts. Resilience. How about some energy? I really need energy. Yes, so let's get lots of that energy. what else should we put in? How about some laughter and joy?
Yes.
Handfuls of that. Now I want to reach out to you, popcorn style. Tell me what you would like to squirrel away in your heart one at a time.
Love.
Love. What else do you want to squirrel away?
Toilet paper.
Oh, okay. Anybody else?
Tell the Australians.
Anybody else have something they want?
Radiant health.
Radiant health. Oh, big handfuls of that.
Yes.
What else do we want to put in? How about some compassion?
Yeah.
Peaceful thought.
Yeah, compassion.
Compassion.
For ourselves and others.
Yes. For ourselves and for others. Anybody else have something else? One more?
Forgiveness.
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 Oh,
forgiveness. Oh yeah.
And that's a good note to end on. So let's say very good.
Very good.
Very
good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay. Yay. Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm a two very good person.
You can never be too very good. Fantastic. That was great. Wow. Li Jin, you have something for us.
Thank you, Dusty. Oh, yeah.
And
now
would
I see
you like
Rashmi
to recommend your team too? If you have anything between you or the wonderful Malaysians, you can direct them.
there are three of us here. Maybe later they can share their story because Rashmin have a wonderful story and Senwa too. Now she's in Singapore, but they are Malaysians. They are Malaysians like me. I'm from Johor Bahru. Yeah, before I start my exercise, I just would like to share a little story. A little story about myself. Before laughter, I was a business lady, you know. Of course, I'm a pharmacist by profession and I run a chain of pharmacies and all that. Of course, there are moments of anxiety, especially we have to make big decision. Yeah. It's all dollars and cents. And also the livelihood of our colleagues and so many others. So some decisions are easy to make and some were difficult to make. That's where anxiety comes in. But like what Chris was saying, the anxiety, there are some good anxiety and not so good anxiety. We just have to accept it. In fact, it was anxiety that pushed me forward. If I have no anxiety, I would just be like a tortoise, you know. Talking about tortoise, let's do a tortoise laughter, or I would love to call it a turtle in the shell laughter. It's quite similar to what Dusty did just now. We lift our shoulders towards our ears and like a tortoise in the shell, you know, come just move it, we go and like a tortoise, we look here and we look there. Very curious. And now we laugh it by lowering our shoulders. Huh. One more time, the turtle going into the shell. And we laugh it by lowering our shoulders. Yeah, now back to my story again. So after 20 over years of business, I left when I discovered laughter. So it has been about 6-7 years since I retired, so-called from the rat race. And I'm pretty happy doing what I love to do. Yes, and of course, when Darcy talk about grief and all, yeah, on and off, we do have friends who just passed on. Last week, one of my schoolmates passed off, because we are all already at the age of maybe to another journey somewhere. So rest in peace, Sam Lam, and also just heard the news about Keith Adams. Rest in peace, Keith. And of course, those are the times, and life goes on, life goes on. Yeah, thank you so much for listening to me. And very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay! Thank you, Dusty. Back to you.
Thank you so much. Please remind me later too that we want to hear from your other team members.
Rashwin have a wonderful story to tell. Rashwin,
well, why not tell us
now?
More about
Rashwin,
yourself? Tell us. Yes.
Good morning and good evening to everyone. I am Rajwin. I am born with cerebral palsy, spastic quadriplegia, that affects four sides of my limbs. But I was born premature, but look at me, I'm laughing. Despite all of the challenges, I'm laughing. I'm just like any one of you. Before my laughter journey, I'm also a trainer. I'm also one of the finalists for Miss Amazing Malaysia Season 2. Miss Amazing Malaysia is a differently abled pageant where I help the people to create awareness that, hey, if I can do it, you can do it too. And I'm waiting for the grand finals, and I hope that I win the title. Yeah, talking about training and talking about laughter, I would like to talk about my training. My training is, I'm a certified laughter leader, and I've just been conferred a certified laughter ambassador thanks to Lee Jin and thanks to Dr. Madan Tracharya from the Laughter Yoga International University. Before laughter, I got to know laughter about 2015 I developed a anxiety because of since I was very young, I used to get very with laughter. With laughter, you know, laughter yoga is such a wonderful thing that it helps me to relax, and it helped me to be happy, and it helped me to be joyful. I've been doing laughter yoga since 2018, and I'm looking forward to get to know you more looking forward to get to know you to get to know all of you more, and hopefully everyone can come to my Zoom laughter at 11 o'clock where I run a Zoom laughter. It's called Rabba is for Rajwin, my name, and with my colleague Bachchan. He's so both of us they have been very, very passionate about laughter and very, very joyful. That's why we developed this called Rabba. So look forward to seeing you at 11 o'clock my time. Hopefully everyone can join. So, you know, live your life with laughter and joy, as tomorrow's never promised. Thank you.
That's true. Thank you. Wow, fantastic. I'd like to do a laughter with you crowned as your wonderful representative in Malaysia as the winner. Because Tamar's on it. So I'd like to put the crown on you from all of us in the laughter community and just go. And let's all do the royal wave as we laugh. And the diva pose. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay!
Great to see you, Angel. You're looking wonderful. So wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Does anyone else have a laughter they'd like to share?
Maybe I would like to share a laughter with you.
Please.
It's called Aloha.
Aloha!
Wow, you've got the one capacity.
Hello.
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 Very good.
Thank you. Senhua, you have something for us, please.
Granny Senhua.
Granny Senhua, congratulations. Granny Senhua.
Yes, hello. Hello, happy good day, everyone. Thank you, Dusty, for giving me this opportunity to say something. But I was quite down for the past 10 days. So happy that I can join you all on Zoom on and off to just to laugh out. And thank you, Lijin, for my mentor, Lijin, for starting the working in Malaysia. So I'm a happy grandma of 72 years old grandma, 6 grandchildren. So I'm happy. A in the Johor Bahru with the laughter under this disease. But because I have to come to Singapore to stay with my children, to look after the grandchildren, to help them. So because then on and off, like, because of the Zoom, I can join you all happily. Every time I can get all the good information from the platform, so happy, can learn a lot of things, know a lot of knowledge, you know. And because of the COVID, I'm not going back to Malaysia soon because we have to go for a quarantine. So I just sit back here to enjoy. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, DJ.
Yeah, thank you.
Give us a laugh then. Give us a Singapore laugh. Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very
good.
Yay. I have an exercise for us. Oh, okay, go ahead. Bagus.
Bagus.
Yay. I have an exercise for us. And this is something that's really, really helped me with anxiety, with grieving, with difficult emotions. I found it on a podcast, and I ended up buying this woman, Susan David, her book, and it's about emotional agility. And so this really, really helped me because it's about, as we were talking about, reassessing, re-looking at, taking a step back. Ah, bingo. We're at a bingo moment.
Bingo.
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 Bingo. Bingo.
So what we want to do, she talks about, because quite often, and it can happen to us as laughers in laughter community, that we can get very caught up in almost a toxic positivity. Meaning we deny what's going on. Not all of us, and definitely not in this space. Everybody's been so vulnerable and open. So thank you. Good for you. But there can be a tendency, and I've noticed in different places, different people, oh, just laugh at it, it'll all be fine. And that's not true. Laughter absolutely helps in so many ways, and it helps us to look at things in a better way, and it helps us to problem solve. It really is a part of the solution. But it's really important to look at what's going on. So Dr. David suggested, instead of trying to brush off or deny difficult emotions, maybe you're having sorrow or fear or grief or pain, uncertainty, guilt, shame. She said, look at those things, stop with them for a moment. When we feel them and really feel them, when we feel these things, just think of something you're feeling that maybe has been a bit difficult this past week or past year even, or whenever, or is a reoccurring thing in your life. Think of this thing, this emotion. Whatever this emotion is, think of it and hold it for a minute. And she said, quite often we believe this emotion to be who we are, and it will dictate the rest of our lives. But really, this emotion is not our enemy. It's a good thing. It's a signpost, not a driver. So just because you feel sad doesn't mean you're going to feel sad all the time, or you're a sad person. Just because you feel anxious does not mean you're anxious all the time and that's your only emotion. So start with the emotion, hold it for a minute, look at it. And I want everyone, I invite you to please Imagine yourself with a nice big white piece of paper. Put that paper down. Pick up a pen, a nice heavy pen. Write whatever that emotion is. You don't have to say it out loud. Just write it on the paper. Now she suggests turn the paper over. And instead of letting that be a driver dictating our lives, let it be a signpost. So she suggests we look beyond or behind the emotion. What is the value we have attached to it? So for example, you may be feeling grief and you're feeling incredible pain with this grief. You feel loss, you feel sadness. I'll give you an example. Sometimes I feel really sad for my daughter and I grieve and it hurts. And sometimes that's how I view the relationship. But when I look at the value, so we want to find the value. We're looking for the signpost that tells us what value. That value might be love, deep, unconditional love. So maybe you're anxious or worried or fearful. But maybe when you look at the value you attach to that emotion, it may be you have a strong sense of social justice, or you don't want people to be hurt, or you think want things to go well because you care. So maybe you're a really caring person. So now sit for a second, think of what you've written, and now attach your value. Write it on the other side. Write your value. Here's your signpost. So you haven't denied your emotion, but you found out why you care about it, which is a very powerful thing. So the next step is very simple, is to take one step with that value. So say if your value was compassion or justice or righteousness, what's the one small thing you can do with that value? And we're not going to just do something for the sake of doing it. We're actually going to do something to change our course. Because if you think if you're on a yacht and you change the course by only 2 degrees, the tiniest amount, after a while, you might end up in another country. You probably will. So one small action is the first step so that we know we're empowered. And we take that step and it really shifts anxiety, grief, fear, whatever those things. It may not remove it fully, but you're working with it and your values, and your values are bigger than the emotion. So I want you to think, please, of whatever your value was. Put it in a beautiful silk wrapping. Let's wrap it up. Kindly, gently. And now let's put a ribbon with love and laughter. And let's hold it and look at this wonderful, beautiful value. And let's put it in our heart and hold it there. Like the wonderful exercise we did before to buffer ourselves. This is how we buffer ourselves. And think of the one step you're going to take when we finish this class. What are you going to do with just one small step with that value? Think of what you're going to do. And now just love and laugh as you stroke yourself. Oh, let's all send well wishes to each other. And let's cheer each other with ho ho ha 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 to take action. Ho 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 ha ha ha.
Ho ho ha ha ha. Ho ho ha ha ha. Ho ho ha ha ha. Ho ho ha ha ha. Ho ha ha ha. Ho ho ha ha ha. Ho ho ha ha ha. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay. Yay.
Fantastic. It's almost time to wrap up. I want to wish everyone well. And if we're doing this, I'm going to share something with you. So. I'll post all of this, links, resources, studies, things, and also the video of what we've shared today. But as we head out to enact our values of love, laughter, and whatever else we've chosen, I leave with you a blessing of comfort. May you see the light in the darkness during these challenging times. May you feel the loving presence of those who hold you in their thoughts and prayers. May your spirit find what it needs to sustain you on this journey. May you discover your inner strength and face all difficulties with dignity and grace. May you be filled with comfort, love, strength, grace, and a lasting sense of peace.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I've included links and some different thoughts or tools that you might be interested in. And again, I'll post all of those for you. And as we wrap up today, I'd like to, this is always one of my favorite wrapping ups. The exercise to cool down and ground and put us is the 5-5-5 breathing, which you probably all know. So we hold up our left hand, which is our heart hand. So we're leading with our heart hand and we're using our right index finger, our pointer. Quite often we use our minds to point and direct our life. So we're coming back to this space. And this time, as we breathe in, we're going to breathe in life till it's full. So we breathe in for five, we hold it. So we're going to breathe in life to its full, its joys, its pleasures, its passions, even its troubles. And then we're going to hold it there for five. And that just symbolizes accepting life as it is right now, that pause. And as we're resting in mindful compassion and then joyful play. And as we breathe out, it symbolizes, I trust. I breathe out, I release my stresses, my grief. Okay, so let's just do that together. So you can follow me. You don't need to count, but you'll see me do it. So life to its full, accepting, release. This time when you hold it, just breathe normally. And we're going to pause for a moment. And I'm going to ask you to please remember, for anything beyond your scope of care, to think to yourself, I didn't cause it. I cannot always cure it. I cannot always control it, but I can respond compassionately. Don't react, respond. Pause, look for the value and respond. Make space for your emotions, explore them, find the values that are underneath them, and then take small steps to better outcomes. Let's breathe out with a gentle, loving laugh. Thank you very much, everyone. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. As we send out the love, please pick it up, bring it in, hug yourself, hold yourself tight. Thank yourself for showing up today.
Thank you. Thank you. Bingo, 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 bingo.
Bingo, 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 bingo.
Thank you.
Love, and you're not alone. And you're wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone. See you next month if you're free. And thank you for helping make such a happy, safe, supportive space. May your days have peace. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Bye.